Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
It is time now for Ask an Expert on KCBS. Every weekday at about this time, we give you direct access to top experts in various fields. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court begins a new term with significant rulings expected on LGBTQ issues, voting rights, free speech, and more. The court will also rule on a number of President Trump's actions, from tariffs and the global trade war to the deployment of troops on American soil. To break it all down, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Rory Little, professor at UC College of the Law, San Francisco. If you have a question on the U.S. Supreme Court that you would like answered, you can email us at askus@kcbsradio.com. askus@kcbsradio.com. Professor, good to talk with you. I guess before we get into this new season for the Supreme Court, can you talk about what the court has already reviewed even before the recess?
Well, my guess, my gosh is what I mean. They did a lot last term, and we sort of forget everything they did then. And they've got a ton coming up this term. Most importantly, they're going to be talking about lots of cases involving the power of President Trump and the executive branch. So it's been a busy 12 months in some sense, and we didn't get the sort of summer off that we usually get because they did a ton of work on the emergency docket with all the stay applications, district judges ruling against the Trump administration, the Solicitor General asking for a stay in the Supreme Court and getting it. I think they got it 20 times out of 23. So they've been very busy, and they're still busy today. They're just finishing up this morning's oral arguments right now as we speak.
The justices are set to hear 33 cases. Is that a heavy docket for them, or is that about average?
Well, 33 will not be the entire docket because over the course of the term, they will grant more cases. I mean, just for example, the Trump administration has asked the court now to review the birthright citizenship issue. They haven't yet granted that, but they will grant it, I predict. So I think you're going to end up with probably closer to 40 right now, and you probably expect another 10 to 15 over the course of the term. It's a lot lower than it used to be. It used to be they did 150 cases in a term, and now they're doing maybe 60 in a term.
Can you rapid fire some of the most significant rulings that we should expect from this term?
Well, my gosh, they have, I've got something like eight cases on my little screen right now. They're going to have to rule on tariffs and whether the Trump administration tariffs under the particular statute that he used are valid or not. That's a case called Learning Resources. There are two cases involving the same question, which is transgender athletes being barred from women's sports. Their executive power cases having to do with whether you can fire people without good cause. And what do you do if somebody is fired illegally? Can you reinstate them or do they just get damages? They've got Voting Rights Act case coming out of Louisiana, which will question whether you can have minority majority districts drawn, that is districts drawn to allow African-Americans to elect a representative when they are in the majority within the district, even though they're in a minority within the state. You've got campaign finance, the restrictions on coordinated expenses by different groups for the same candidate. You've got military guard, the National Guard cases. They're not there yet, but they're going to get granted, I think, pretty soon. And you're going to probably hear that this term. They just granted a review in a Second Amendment case having to do with Hawaii's restriction on guns on public access, privately owned property. And the people like the Second Amendment are saying, well, you shouldn't have to get a permit to use your gun just because a private person owns the land. And last thing I'll mention, they've got a conversion therapy case. This is a First Amendment case. Can you bar therapists from doing a particular type of talk therapy? In this case, it's a therapy designed to talk people out of being same-sex and whether you can ban that under the First Amendment.
Conservatives, of course, hold a 6-3 majority on the high court. I know that Chief Justice Roberts has sometimes been a bit of a swing vote. Even Justice Amy Coney Barrett has surprised some on which way she has voted on certain cases. How solid do you see the 6-3 conservative majority in this case?
Well, that's a good question, Steve. It is a block. It is a block of conservative justices, but they're not a predictable block in every kind of case. So, for example, Justice Barrett dissented on two or three very key points in the presidential immunity case 2 years ago. Justice Gorsuch actually goes with the liberals in certain criminal cases when he thinks the little person has been overwhelmed by unfairness by the government. He also rules occasionally with the liberals in immigration cases, again, when he thinks somebody has been really steamrolled by the government. He's not going to come out for the immigrant or the defendant in every case, but he's going to be unpredictable. And Justice Roberts, I think, tries to find where he can vote to be in the majority. And I think actually the ideology is less important to him. It's more his position as the Chief Justice in history. Last term, he didn't write any opinions other than majorities. No dissents, no concurrences. So in a case where it's a very closely divided case, he could be the swing vote, to decide which way the case goes and who's going to write it.
Professor, a number of these cases center around President Trump. It's almost like the president throws things out there and says, well, if it doesn't go my way, I'll just take it to a Supreme Court that he might think is stacked in his favor.
Well, I do think that he and his advisors have a theory that says, let's try anything and see if it sticks. Let's throw it against the wall and see if it hangs there. So there is this idea that he puts out policies which are contrary to precedents or contrary to what we think are settled norms. He gets ruled against by district courts. I mean, there have been something like 100 injunctions against the Trump administration just in the first 9 months. But then he goes to the Supreme Court and asks for a stay. Now, he doesn't get a stay in every case. He only goes to the Supreme Court when he thinks he can win. But in at least 20 cases over the summer, he got Supreme Court rulings in his favor. That's a huge number for the summer recess, supposed to be a recess. And remember, he appointed three of the justices who are currently on the court, which is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a very large number when you want to try to change policy. We haven't seen those kind of changes since either the 1960s or we can go back to the 1930s. When presidents tried to change the Supreme Court by selecting justices.
As we mentioned, one of the justices the president appointed was Amy Coney Barrett. Is she kind of in his doghouse for ruling against some things where he'd like to see it go the other way?
Well, he certainly has been disappointed by her vote in some cases. Not in every case. This is not going to be a liberal court by any stretch. But he has suggested that she hasn't been as loyal to him as he thinks she should be. I think this is a real benefit of life tenure. It's been controversial in the last few years when Justice Ginsburg was about to die with her age. Should we have life tenure or should we have term limits? One of the values of life tenure is that these judges really do feel completely independent to rule as they think they should. And Amy Coney Barrett, Justice Gorsuch, in occasional cases, Kavanaugh and Roberts, they have voted contrary to their, what you would predict is their ideological view, in ways that probably Donald Trump is unhappy with. The birthright citizenship case may be a good example of this. I don't think that's going to be upheld. I think his court, if you want to call it his court, is not going to uphold him on that policy. And thank goodness we have a little bit of independence on the federal bench.
Well, I mean, you can open up your handy pocket copy of the Constitution, and it pretty much says anybody born in this country has birthright citizenship, right?
Well, it does say that, although it says anybody who is within the jurisdiction of the United States. And traditionally, that's meant exactly what you just said. But the Trump administration is arguing, oh, within the jurisdiction, people who are here unlawfully are not within the jurisdiction of the United States. Which is a crazy argument, it seems to me, because at the same time, the Trump administration is asserting jurisdiction over those people to deport them. So to say they're not within our jurisdiction for one thing but not the other. So, yes, the 14th Amendment has been pretty clear, and it's been around, you know, for almost 200 years. So on that one, he's not going to win. He may not win on tariffs, but he probably will win on the executive power to fire people without good cause. And then, you know, what will happen with this deployment of the National Guard? Well, we don't know yet, but there are a number of courts now that have ruled that he's gone too far in trying to militarize the troops on our city streets. Those are on appeal, both in San Francisco, that's on appeal to the Ninth Circuit, and now Washington State and Oregon are going to, and Chicago probably, are going to take cases up the chain, and so we'll see.
How monumental will this term be for LGBTQ issues? You mentioned conversion therapy. We have trans athletes participating in sports. It seems like a lot can be happening in that arena in this term.
Well, I think that's true. I remember last term they decided a case called Scrimeti. And Scrimeti was kind of a very big case, which basically said we are not going to call laws that ban treatment for transgender youth, we're not going to call them discriminatory. We're going to say they don't discriminate based on sex. They don't discriminate based on transgender status. That was pretty much a reach, but it was a big case. This term, the question is, can you do a more narrow statute banning transgender athletes from women's sports or maybe from youth sports, there's going to be a more nuanced discussion. Yes, if you are transgender, this is going to be a very unhappy term, or if you happen to be the parent of a transgender child, or your friends are transgender. I mean, it's yes, this is going to be a big term. But last term, the Scrimeti case was really the big decision maker that sort of indicated hostility, if you will, to the category and a willingness to let states really regulate in ways that, you know, we used to think you couldn't do that based on gender.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.